Hayes hands it off to Brink, left circle, shoots, he scores! The Cat rips it past Markstrom into the top shelf. Boy, that was a precision shot by Alex DeBrink.
White Sox, White Sox, go, go, White Sox. Let's go, 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 White Sox.
I know you guys are thinking Super Joe's lost his mind. Is it Alex DeBrink or is it the White Sox? What if it were both? Huh?
You mean Alex DeBrinkert's going to play for the White Sox? I thought it was Michael Kopech.
Maybe. It's a big night on the South Side. Alex DeBrinkert, one of our favorite members of our Chicago Blackhawks. Remember the first time he was on the show last year? We hung up with him. We thought, well, that kid's pretty good. Because we thought he would stink in his first interview, and he was great.
We didn't think that.
No, that
Steve.
Was the general thing. You and I have talked before, and Dave, I was trying to be positive, and you said, this kid's going to blow it.
I remember it being mostly Dave, actually.
I do, too. Yeah, that's how I remember it. But DeBrinkert, not just great on the ice, great on the phone, as he joins us right now. And no, that's no pressure, and we'll tell you why we're doing the White Sox combo platter here. Good morning, Cat!
Morning. How's it going, guys?
Didn't you think you were better than we thought you would be last time you were on?
I don't know. I don't remember that long ago.
You don't remember? I thought I was special to you.
No, I remember what we were talking about, not how I responded, though.
Oh, no, you did a nice job. How's it feel becoming a fan favorite as fast as you have?
Yeah, it's awesome. I think, coming to this city, they've opened me, they've welcomed me with open arms and, really got behind me and have been great to me. So it's been a lot of fun to play here.
We'll tell people why we're tying the White Sox in just a second, but Dave, say hi to Kent.
Hey, Alex, good morning. So you've been playing in the Chicago Pro Hockey League this summer, and I think you've got one more game left, if I'm not mistaken, tomorrow.
What, are you stalking him? How would you know that?
Well, because it's out there, Steve.
It's a matter of public information.
What's that been like for you, and what's it been like playing with Kaner this summer?
Yeah, it's been a lot of fun. I think, there's a lot of great players in that league, and it really gets you in game shape and gets you ready for the season and, just gets you that much more excited to play some real games. And, it's just a great time. And playing with Kaner is always a treat. He's incredible and definitely a fun guy to play with.
Last hockey question before we jump to baseball. What are you better at this year than you were last year? What are we going to see you on the ice doing this year that we didn't see last year?
Hopefully holding the puck a little bit more. I think I've been working on, my skating, so hopefully that'll help me
too.
Be able to, handle the bigger guys in the corner. So that's something I've done. And, I'm just really excited to get the season started. And, it's close to the season when the ticket sales just go out yesterday. So that really got me excited. And, I'm pretty pumped for the season.
Favorite restaurant in Chicago since you moved here?
Keep in mind,
this answer could get you free food for the rest of your life. So make sure you get it right.
I don't know. There's so many good ones. Mm-hmm. I really like Sunda's a really good one. We go there a good amount, so I like that a lot.
Look at you, Mr. Upscale. all right, Justin, say hi.
Hi, Alex. So, for you to have a season like you guys had last season, how important was it for you to be in a locker room with veterans, guys who have won championships before, to understand how to get through the down times?
Yeah, all those guys have had great careers. The core group of guys there, they've won cups, they've been on winning teams, and, seeing how, kind of frustrated, I'm not really frustrated, but not happy with what we were doing last year, it really shows me, how to handle it and, just battle through it, and then, at the end of the year, I already started talking about the next year. Once that last game ended, we're talking about the next year and what we need to do to be better. And I think they've obviously won a lot and they know what it takes to win, so they kind of pushed a message through to the young guys. It needs to be a really tough summer and really work hard over the summer to get back to where we want to be. So that was a big thing I learned with them, is just even if anyone had a good season, don't be satisfied with it. We need to win, and that's kind of the message.
Do you pay attention to the old guys like Kaner and Taves, or as we like to call him, Yoda?
Yeah, absolutely. I think, you know, those two guys I grew up watching, and, you know, it's incredible to be on a team with them and be in the locker room with them. You know, they've won so much, and definitely good guys to look up to and model your game after.
All right, we're way long in hockey. Let's talk baseball. Did you ever play baseball? Did you play baseball? Pardon? Did you play baseball when you were a kid?
I did.
What?
I did. I played a few years when I was... I played 2 years when I was 9 and 10, I think. And then when I actually moved here and played and went to Lake Forest Academy, I played JV baseball there. Wow. So
okay, so you know your way around a baseball diamond. What position?
I played shortstop. When I was really young, I liked to play catcher, but usually shortstop.
Shortstop, you got to have a gun. You got to have an arm. So I like your chances tonight when you throw out the first pitch.
I don't know. I haven't thrown a baseball in a while, so we'll
see. Guaranteed great field tonight. And Dave, who is he going to be compared to immediately tonight?
Well, did you see the first pitch thrown over the weekend, Alex?
Sister Mary Jo,
Sister
the nun.
Mary Jo.
Yeah, I did. I did see that. That's a tough act to follow. So.
She threw a strike, dude. She threw a strike.
Yeah, it was a bullet. Right. Yeah, I might just try to lob one in there and not look dumb. So we'll see what happens.
Did you practice at all?
No, I haven't. Maybe I'll throw some today. Just get warmed up.
I would.
Steve will come over and have a catch.
Yeah,
with
I'll catch
you.
With you. Yeah, absolutely. Now, you're going to have to help me back up once I get into the catcher's position, but, you know, you can work on that. Samberg.
So, you know, Alex's nickname is Cat, but he has a dog, and his dog has his own Instagram account.
What's the dog's nickname?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Yeah, Ralph's his name. His Instagram's Ralph _ DeBrindog, so...
DeBrindog. How great is that?
In his little bio, his I'm Ralph. I don't even know how to say what kind of dog that is.
A Shiba Inu.
Okay. My dad likes hockey, but I prefer tennis balls. Hashtag DeBrindog.
DeBrindog. That's fantastic. Don't embarrass your dog tonight. Throw a strike.
Yeah, all right. Sounds good.
I mean, you're a parent in some form here. Look, a reminder, tickets for Blackhawks 2018-2019 regular season home games on sale. There can't be any tickets left. Are there still tickets left, Dave? Let's go live to Dave at the United Center. Are there any tickets left?
Let me. I have to pull up the ticket base on my computer here, and I will try to find out.
It's worth making a call to find out.
I think it's worth checking out. Okay. I think you might be able to find a ticket or two.
Well, that's incredible. It's going to be a great year, and we look forward to seeing you tonight. You know, it's a big night. This kid, Michael Kopech, everybody's waiting to see him, and then you're going to be there. It's a big night, dude.
Yeah, it should be fun. I'm excited to go down there and, you know, be a part of that. It should be a lot of fun.
You got any advice for a prospect coming in for the first time other than what you've already said? Apparently not.
No,
all right, that's good. You've covered it. Now, listen, don't strain yourself.
By the way, that kid, Kopech, as you put it, Steve, is 2 years older than Alex.
Is that in dog years or people years?
That's people years.
Yeah. Great talking to you, man. And it's been nothing but fun since you got here from watching your game. And we want the whole team to have your kind of fun this year. So between you and Kaner and Taves coming back with a better year, it's going to be a great year for the Blackhawks.
Yeah, hopefully we can do something special. So thanks for having me, guys.
All right, don't bounce it tonight, man. Don't bounce it.
I won't. Man. I'll try not to.
You bounce it, you're going to have to answer to the nun. All right, hold on. Alex DeBrincat, there you go.